Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our program. Delight for me to have you here on Pioneer Valley Radio, the original voice of Western Massachusetts in the lovely digital ether, whatever that may be. Here's a quick traffic note for you. The city of Greenfield announcing on Wednesday, today, that Shelburne Road will be closed long-term. Shelburne Road was closed last Friday due to a culvert failure and will remain closed to traffic long-term until further notice. The Greenfield DPW advises residents to use Mohawk Trail and South Shelburne Road during this closure. Well, for those who'd hoped we'd heard the end of this, stand by. The Boston Herald reporting, two former administrators of the Holyoke Soldiers' Home, where at least 76 veterans died in the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic, have admitted to charges of neglect but will serve no prison time. Hamden Superior Court Judge Edward McDonough accepted former Superintendent Bennett Walsh's plea, admitting to sufficient facts to five counts of neglect of an elder related to Walsh's decision to combine multiple dementia care units into one back in March of 2020, which in turn led to the deaths of numerous residents who had not been exposed to the virus before the change. McDonough ordered the case to be continued for 3 months without a finding and ordered Walsh to comply with probationary conditions, including that Walsh not contact the victims' families or work in a medical field. McDonough did not impose probation itself, and this finding was identical to the defense's recommendation. The prosecution recommended that Walsh serve 3 years of probation, with the first year under home confinement. And the prosecutor said the recommendation for only probation and not any prison was made because Walsh had a clean criminal record. The maximum penalty for each count was 3 years in state prison. At the same hearing, Dr. David Clinton, the home's former medical director, also admitted to sufficient facts in his case and received the same continued finding. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno has announced that he's reappointed Springfield residents Albert Trangese and Norman Roldan to the Board of Police Commissioners. Both Trangese and Roldan's appointments were set to expire on April 1st. Very happy for both gentlemen. Springfield Chamber Players perform Clifton J. Noble Jr.'s folk cantata Johnny Appleseed. This will be Sunday, May 12, 3 p.m. at First Church of Christ, 763 Longmeadow Street, which is Route 5, of course, in Longmeadow. Now, this family-friendly program also includes Peter P.D.Q. Bach's Schickele's The Boston Wonder, The Swan from St. Saints, Carnival of the Animals for cello and piano, and Ferdinand the Bull by Monroe Leaf with music by Alan Rideout. Now, the ensemble includes composer Clifton J. Noble Jr. as music director and pianist, Marcia Harbison, violinist, Boris Kogan, cellist, Ellen Redman, flutist, Michael Nix on banjo, the First Church of Christ Children's Choir, and narrator Patrick Berry. Tickets, general admission, $25, and student tickets are $10. You can get the tickets at the door 1 hour prior to the performance. Door sales are cash only. The Chicopee Police Department proudly announces the addition of 6 new graduates from the Police Academy to its ranks: Jared DeRocher, Brendan Garin, Angel Valdez, Corey Therian, Tana Rivera, and Aaron Hale have successfully completed their training and are now ready to serve and protect the community of Chicopee. And I hope you're very successful and very careful out there. Now to our hikers. Watch out. Tick season is ramping up. The worst thing to see on a hike is a tick on your arm or on your doggy. But there are things you can do to keep them away. Ticks often like to hide in areas on the edge of woods and tall grass, and the best way to stay safe, to use tick repellent for you and your pet, along with wearing long sleeves and pants. Well, a word about a Massachusetts library that's just the cat's meow. That's coming up. But first, he's back with us now, after a hiatus to deal with some serious health issues. And we're glad he is, our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Many area theaters have announced their upcoming seasons. We'll be featuring those in upcoming weeks. The Bushnell's 2024-25 Broadway series will bring exciting Broadway hits to Hartford as part of this series. Neil Diamond's uplifting true story of Beautiful Noise, Disney's The Lion King, the hit-filled Michael Jackson bio-musical MJ the Musical, a new version of Peter Pan, The Wiz, the spectacular Some Like It Hot, and Back to the Future the Musical will be on the roster. In addition to those seven shows, the Broadway subscriptions, there'll be return visits by Les Miserables and Six. For details, bushnell.org. Berkshire Theatre Group has announced its upcoming season. In addition to the previously announced production of Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein the Musical at the Colonial in Pittsfield, the Fitzpatrick main stage in Stockbridge, Dark Since the Pandemic, will reopen this summer with a production of Robert Sherwood's Abe Lincoln in Illinois, directed by David Auburn. Amy Herzog's 4,000 Miles starring Maria Tucci opens the Unicorn Theater roster. BTG is producing a rarely staged production of the 1955 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Pipe Dream, inspired by John Steinbeck's Canary Row, and Eric Hill directs Connor McPherson's The Weir. For details, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Shakespeare and Company has finalized its entire season, which includes two world premieres. Titles include Lee Blessing's A Body of Water, a Shakespeare cabaret, Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors, the world premiere of Carrie Chun's The Islanders, Jim Frangione's Flight of the Monarchs, an enhanced reading of Shakespeare's The Winter Tale, directed by Tina Packer, and the world premiere of Three Tall Persian Women, plus Emma, Kate Hamill's adaptation of Jane Austen. For details, shakespeare.org. And two shows of note upcoming, Sanctuary City, a new play from Pulitzer Prize winner Martina Majdzuk, comes to TheaterWorks Hartford through April 25th. It's the theater's first co-production with New Haven's esteemed Longworth Theater, and Longworth's artistic director, Jacob Padrone, co-directs with filmmaker Pedro Bermudez. The Obie Award-winning play tells the story of two teenagers, young dreamers, who are trying to establish themselves in America, the only place they know. An American celebration, the Springfield Symphony Orchestra's April 6th concert at Springfield Symphony Hall, celebrates American composers Aaron Copland, Jennifer Higdon, and George Gershwin. Peter Boyer conducts and Jeffrey Beagle is pianist for the iconic Rhapsody in Blue, which premiered 100 years ago. But the pièce de résistance on this program is Boyer's Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue, which Beagle is touring to all 50 states. This is the Massachusetts premiere. For details, springfieldsymphony.org. And the Arts Extension Service at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst celebrated its 50th anniversary this month. The organization trains arts administrators and supports the nonprofit arts industry across the country. And this is their 50th. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. A Massachusetts library is accepting cat pictures as payment for library fees. Throughout the month of March, Worcester Public Library has forgiven fees for lost or damaged items for pictures of cats and drawings of cats and honorary cats. They say you may show us a picture or drawing of a dog, raccoon, orca, capybara, or any other animal. This is on the library's website. Worcester Public Library has dubbed the month of March, March Meownis. In addition to fee forgiveness, the library planned cat-themed events in March, including a cat-eye makeup tutorial and a lecture from a certified cat behaviorist. A cat behaviorist, clearly, where I went wrong in a career choice. Thank you very much for being with us on our program. I enjoy having you with us as much as I continue to enjoy turning them out, and I hope you're with us for our next episode here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Be well, take care, stay safe. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.